This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of But Why? But this is something a bit different. It's a condensed version. It's our favourite conversations about tricky subjects, revisited and reduced into bite-sized chunks. Hello, and welcome to another episode of But Why, the podcast that's all about digging into big questions and tricky topics via honest conversations. This week, we're going to be looking at expectations, which is actually a really fascinating subject. We were meant to record this episode last week, but I had a technical error in that I had my microphone the wrong way around, which means I've been mulling the subject for some time, and I'm really looking forward to getting into it. Anyway, a bit about my guest. Fauna Bell is an award-winning journalist and author. She is the former executive editor and global lifestyle head of Huffington Post. She won Stylist Rising Star Award in 2019, Reds Magazine Big Book Award in 2019, and she's published three works of non-fiction, and most recently her first work of fiction, which I was lucky enough to read an advance copy of and absolutely love. I actually still think about the characters a bit. I feel like they're my mates, so that's a compliment to your writing, and that is called Case of Emergency, and we'll be talking about it a bit today. Without further ado, let's get cracking. When I think of expectation, I kind of was raised to be ambitious and to aim for quite high things all the time, and you know, there are inherited ideas, and in some ways they're useful because they've given me a lot of motivation to you know, shape particularly the career that I've got. But yeah, there's a very important thing about checking in about whose expectations they are, because you sometimes just can't, you don't even realize that they're inherited, or that they're societal, or they're inherited from Instagram. Maybe I think the first thing that pops into my head is around parenting, but like this expectation of what parenting should look like and what kids' parties should look like, and it's these are all imagined things, aren't they? That it's like trying to remember, but what you want somewhere amongst it.
Yeah, I definitely think so. I mean, I've made a when I say decision, it's not a final decision. It's just kind of currently where I am. But you know, for example, I would say around love life. I mean, you know this. You know my sort of like story around this, but you know, my husband Rob died in 2015, and I think that was a real defining point of between, you know, having spent most of my life working towards meeting someone and getting married, and then getting married, and then that relationship just being wonderful but also so difficult. And then I think after he died, just thinking, okay, so well, what happens now? You know, what do those expectations now look like for me? Because he died when I was 34. There is just no real template for what happens when you are widowed at that age. You know, there just isn't. And you know, for example, I think it was people sort of asked me to like read certain books or whatever, but they were all by people who had lost their partners much older than me. And that has been a real journey in terms of the expectations, because really the expectations don't really apply to you. Because what's, you know, how deeply inappropriate would it be for someone to say in the, you know, in the immediate aftermath that I should get remarried? But then I think after, you know, sort of a few years pass, I have been thinking, hang on, not around getting remarried, but just like, okay, so what does that part of my life look like? I didn't know what I wanted, and I didn't feel like I wanted that, and so on. And I think like during the pandemic, I just had this really clarifying moment where I know that this sounds so, this might irritate a few people, but I just realized I didn't want any of that. I don't want to get remarried. I don't want to date because it might turn into something serious. It doesn't mean that the door is closed on it at all. And in the same way that I'm so open to like all and any types of connections, but I think a big part of that was realizing that, have you heard of that term, the relationship escalator?
No.
Okay. So the relationship escalator is basically what tends to happen, super heteronormative, tends to happen in a lot of heterosexual relationships where you are working towards meeting someone, you then meet that person, you then move in with them, you get married, you have kids, blah, blah, blah. There's always like, there's a sort of like escalator of goals, right? And I was like, oh my God, I do not want to be on the escalator. I want to be on a flat treadmill, like the kind you get in an airport, where I'm just going past and I'm meeting cool people and I'm dating them. And it doesn't have to be this massively heavy weight that is attached to every single interaction. And it then became, sounds slightly messed up, less personal in terms of having to attach this importance to every single date that I went on. But then the flip side to that was it also allowed me to be a lot more open and a lot more myself in those scenarios. And I think the reason why I didn't enjoy dating was because it just felt so twisted to me in terms of not knowing what I wanted out of it. And I think when I then made that decision, I've had the best time with dating. I don't know how to explain it in any other way other than because I know that there are women especially and friends my age who really want to meet someone who have never been married or want to get married or want to get remarried. And I just now know that that is not for me and that's not going to make me happy.
What I now am beginning to learn is my love language, my way of showing things is doing stuff where someone else's might just be showing up or it might be, and you can be so hell-bent on trying to expect people to be like you want them to be, you're actually missing what they're doing for you, and because it looks different, and doing things because you're hoping to be repaid is a road to nowhere.
It really is. I mean, I used to do this in relationships where I would hear of like things that let's say my male friends would do for their partners, right? Or just, very overblown kind of like things that they would have arranged at a hotel and, or just like how they celebrated their birthday parties or even how they proposed to their partners. And I would think, so Rob, my late husband, I was like, oh, Rob doesn't really do stuff like that. Or like when I was dating other people, they don't really do stuff like that. The truth of the matter is that I would have hated it because I'm not a massive fan of people either buying me stuff or doing, massive displays of affection like that. Like it's not something that works for me at all. So A, I would have hated it, but B, you're absolutely right in that there were ways in which he and other people have showed their love, which were very true to who they were. So it was there in plain sight all that time. But it's mad. It is mad how, you just look at other people's relationships or other people's careers and you think, oh, if I had that thing, I would be really happy. When actually, I don't know that that's always the case.
On the idea of like exceeding your expectations, I was scrolling through your Instagram and there was a post about I've got to talk about powerlifting at one point, going to the gym when you're on your period and just like, I'm going to hate this, I'm murderous, I'm not going to lift well. And then once in a while, you're like, oh, right, this turned out better than I thought. What are moments when you've exceeded your own expectation?
With regards to just anything in life or when it comes to powerlifting?
Either or, both.
Okay. I think that the times when I've exceeded my expectations have been, definitely there are some examples that I could give from my career, perhaps. So for example, yes, I've got a fiction book coming out in July and I never really thought it would happen. It was just something that, I wrote really bad snippets of fiction in my 20s, which I think thankfully have just been, lost to the ages and no one will ever read it ever again. But I think it was so bad. And I think I did send off bits of, my fiction to publishers to agents who rightly so were like, this isn't quite what we're looking for. The ideas aren't really developed. because I think I was trying to write a literary novel. I was trying to write a novel that would make people think I was really clever. Basically, there's just no shying away from that. And I think that over the years, especially during my 30s, I mean, I appreciate that I have published nonfiction in my 30s, but I just thought that fiction was just not going to be this thing that would happen for me, and that I didn't really have a compelling idea that I wanted to write about. And then again, this like pressure cooker of the pandemic, I just realized from the type of books that I read during that time and the things that I really enjoyed, I just decided to write a book that I would enjoy reading.
Thank you for a great conversation. We've really like wiggled through a few things, but it does all tie up, doesn't it? And that being honest with yourself is the one that is the most challenging.
I think it is, because it's hugely confronting. Mm. It is hugely confronting, but also it's not just about being honest with yourself. You then have to action the things that come out of that conversation, which can be incredibly hard when you realise what those things need to be.
Yeah, and also I think you can get stuck in your own thought patterns, which become so familiar that you don't even realise that it's a particular thought. Mm. And you're like, oh, wow, there is actually a completely different way of looking at that. Yeah, and that shifts everything.
Yeah.
So that's my big takeaway from this. But thank you so much for your time. Second time around, it's been amazing.
Thank you.